all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, Dharma Masters, and all Dharma friends, Amitabha. Time really flies, especially fast in CTDP. My stay in CTDP is coming near to 3 years. However, I am still unable to speak Dharma. I feel so ashamed and need to repent for this. So tonight, I will share with the assembly my personal experience in CTDP. If there's anything I say that does not accord with the Buddha Dharma, kindly correct me.
Chu Fa Fu Sa, Sun Gong Xiang Ren, Guai Fa Si, Guai Fo Yao, Si Jian Guo De Hen Fai, Hen Kuai. 尤其是在万佛圣城，转眼之间，我在万佛圣城已经3年了。可是我觉得我自己还没有学会讲法，所以我自己很惭愧，还有惭愧。现在我在这里跟你们一起分享我个人的在万佛圣城的经验。如果我说有什么不如法的话，请大家慈悲更正。
First, I would like to congratulate everyone who participated in the 10,000 Buddha Jewel Repentance and have good responses and found that the karma has been eradicated. However, for myself, I did not have any response. I repent for not being sincere enough in my repentance. I seem to have more bad habits popping out every day. I'm grateful and thankful to those Dharma friends who pointed out my mistakes and bad habits.
首先，我在这里，我要恭喜大家圆满万佛宝忏，然后有很多人有很好的感意。 也可以消除他们的业障，可是对我自己来说，我其实是没有什么感应，所以我需要忏悔，因为我自己没有这个诚心。我发现我每一天我的不好的习惯，我都可以在每一天都发现。我很高兴我的朋友可以在那个时间告诉我，当他们发现我不好的 习惯的时候，他们就告诉我。我对他们很感恩。Once
when I was in Malaysia, I told one Dharma master from the Theravada tradition that I felt I was like one of the birds of one of my husband's birds in a cage. I am locked up inside his house. I have helpers with my household chores. I have money to spend, good food to eat, and whatever material things I need, I have them. And I even have a car to drive to wherever I want. But I still felt that I have no freedom. I've been locked up. I asked him how to get out of this cage. And he told me, you just recite more sutras and you will get the answer.
现在我回想，我还在马来西亚的时候，有一次我问一个小城的法师，我问他，我觉得我就好像是我丈夫其中一个鸟笼里头，我就关在我的家里，我觉得虽然说我有工人给我使用，我吃的也很好，我所有的物资都不缺少，还有就是我有拥有一部我要开的车，我到哪里我都可以开我的车。 可是我自己觉得我心没有自由，我好像就是一只小鸟，被关在笼里头一样。于是我就问这个法师，我说怎么样我可以逃出这个笼？然后他就告诉我，他说你只要多诵经，你就可以得到答案。
Recently, I remember the story of the Petra Bodhidharma crossing over a parrot. One day, when the Bodhidharma was walking on the road, he met a parrot which was locked up in a cage. The parrot recognized Petra and pleaded to him for help.
Um, 最近我看到一本书，它讲的是关于达摩 祖师来到中国的故事。他来到中国的时候就遇见一个鹦鹉。有一天，这个鹦鹉他看见这个达摩祖师来的时候，他就问他，想他帮助他。
The bird chirped. He who intentionally came from the west, intentionally came from the west. What method is best, if you please, to escape this cage and leave?
这个鸟就说：“西来意，西来意，请你叫我出笼记。”这个意思就是说，这个西从西方来的人，从西方来的人，请你教一教我，我怎么可以逃出这个鸟笼。
Hearing the bird's plea for help, the petrel smiled and whispered to him an expedient method. He said,
当达摩祖师听见这个鸟怎么问的，他就用方便的方法对他说。
To escape the cage. Stick up both legs. Shut both eyes. That's the way to escape the cage.
他说，出笼记，出笼记，两腿伸直，两眼闭，这便是你的出笼记。第一次就说，如果你想突出这个鸟笼，你的方法就是你要将你的两腿伸直，闭上你两个眼睛，这个就是你出笼的方法。
Having mastered the method, the little bird chirped, "All right, good indeed. Now I understand how to get out of the cage."
当这个小鸟听见达摩祖师这样叫他，他就说：“哦。”我知道，我明白你的意思。好，我就跟着你这样做。
So, when the bird saw his owner approaching him in the distance, he quickly applied the method, sticking his two legs straight out and closing his eyes. He waited for the owner to come close.
所以当个鸟看见它的主人从远处走过来的时候，它就用这个方法，它将它的两腿伸直，然后闭上它的眼睛，然后再等它的主人走过来。
So when the owner went to check on this bird upon his return, he was shocked to find his pet lying down unmoving. He pulled open the cage door.And gently placed the bird on his hand. It was still warm. He picked at the little bird, turning his hand this way and that. But the bird didn't even quiver. It looked really dead. He was very sad.
所以这个主人就去看一看这个鸟怎么样，他觉得很惊讶，因为他看见就好像是这个鸟已经躺着也没有动。他将他的笼打开，他将的鸟放在他的手上， 他觉得这个鸟还是暖暖的，然后他将个小鸟从一个手放到另外一个手，看看它有没有死去。这个鸟看来就是死去一样，所以这个主人就觉得很悲哀。
Slowly he opened his hand. The bird broke loose from his hand and flew away. It had escaped from the owner from the cage.
这个主人就慢慢松开他的手，他一松开他的手，这个鸟就飞去了，就可以得到自由了。
When I came to City Bee, I thought I was free too. I had escaped from my cage, but after some time, I realized that I was still restless.When I should be happy.
当我来到圣城的时候，开始的时候我就感觉我是从龙飞出来一样，可是三年之后我才发现我自己还是不自在，我就觉得我应该是很开心才是。
What was it that I was looking for? I tell myself. Before I came, when I was in Malaysia, everybody told me that I was looking for a mother because my mother passed away when I was just a baby. I had no mother. But now, I'm not looking for a mother, so what am I looking for? I was always asking myself this question.
我常常都问我自己一个问题。我到底在找成什么？当我还在马来西亚的时候，只是我在很年小的时候，我的母亲就去世了。我常常都想找寻我的母亲。我的朋友也说我是在找成我的母亲。我就对自己问，只是我是在找成什么东西
？Then staying here, I learned that.Having this body is not free. I am still in the cage of this body. After I read this story of the Bodhidharma, I felt so ashamed of myself because the master said that to be truly free, one must be free from birth and death.
在这里我学到我拥有我这个身躯其实是一点都不自由，我仍然是在鸟笼里头。当我读到达摩祖师的故事的时候，我觉得很惭愧。我记得向人曾经讲过这一句，如果你真正的想要自由，就是要从生死里头走脱出来。
Why do I feel ashamed after reading this story? It's because I realized that a bird could even recognize a patron and follow his advice. As a person, I'm supposed to be more intelligent, but I'm still unable to recognize Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and good knowing advisors around me.Always protecting me and trying to help me.
为什么我在念这个书的时候，读到这个达摩祖师的故事的时候，我会觉得那么惭愧的？因为我觉得就是一个鸟，它也能够。认清楚这个是达摩祖师，然后跟随他的指示去行事。可是作为一个人，我觉得我的智慧应该给一个鸟还要高，可是我就觉得我自己没有跟随佛和佛菩萨和善知识，他们虽然他们这样努力的来保护我， 可是我也没有跟随他们的提议。
I repent for the heavy karma I have. For after listening to the Dharma for so long, I am still unable to cultivate according to the Dharma.
I am still unable to cultivate according to the Dharma. 可是我就是觉得自己没有如法的修行。
Our master taught us to let go of attachments to this stinking skin bag. But instead, at this moment, I'm still paying so much attention to it and nourishing it with food, sleep, and clothing every day. I spend so much time doing all this.I repent of this heavy karma.
虽然法师常常都教导我们，我们要不要急着我们的臭皮囊，可是我还是很急着去营养我的身体，好像我要找寻我的食物啊，还有睡觉啊等等。在这里我要忏悔我很重的业障。
The master also said, to say that one has understood the Dharma, but if one does not practice according to it, it means that one does not really understand it. So, I now know that I do not really understand what I listen.
法师是这样说的要真正的明白佛法就是要如法修行我其实没有真正的明白佛法
The Dharma Master also said that if your mind is not proper even if you are in the proper Dharma placeWhat you cultivate will not be proper.
法师是这样说的，如果你的心不正的话，就是你才在一个很正的地方，也没有办法去如法修行。
If your mind is proper, but you are in a deviant improper place,You will still be cultivating the proper Dharma.
另外一方面，如果你的思想是正确的话，就是你在一个邪不好的地方，你也可以正常如法的修行。
I repent again for my heavy karma. I now understand that.My karma is very heavy, and I repent for. Why do I say that my karma is heavy? It's because I killed my own children. And I repent for that.
我自己觉得我自己的业障很重。我明白我自己的业障很重。为什么我会这样说呢？因为我自己亲手伤害了我的子女
When I was freshly studying Buddhism, I did not really understand the principles in it. And I didn't follow the rules. And I got pregnant. And I was advised by the doctor to have abortion. So, after studying the precepts here, attending the precept class in the DRBU, I learned that I have killed my own child. I have committed this offense of killing.
在我开始学佛的时候，我没有完全明白这个佛法。 所以我们要跟除他的那个道理去行。在我发现我自己怀孕的时候，是因为我的医生的劝告，他就叫我堕胎，我就跟随他的劝告去堕胎。当我在这里学习这个律的时候，戒律的时候，我就明白到我是杀了我自己的孩子，所以这个就是说，这个就是我说我自己觉得我自己的业障很重的原因。
After I get married, I did not have a happy life because I was so sickly. And at one time, I had a serious backache that I couldn't move for 1 week. Then, when I got well, I had another abortion because at that time I was pregnant and my doctor said that my body situation will not be able to carry the baby. And it's very dangerous for the baby, and it's very dangerous for me to have another recurrence.
在我结婚以后，我觉得不很开心，因为我常常生病，我的腰常常都很痛，有几个星期我都基本上不能动。所以我就在医生的劝告之下，医生就这样说：你如果要生孩子的话，其实对你和你的孩子都是不安全的。所以我又重复有再一次的堕胎。
So immediately after the abortion, I really was very sick, and it's only that I heard my auntie told me about the Great Compassion Mantra and asked me to listen to it. And after that, I learned to recite it. And from then on, I become strong again. And I went to temple to pray to Guan Yin Bodhisattva and make repentances and bow to the Great Compassion, Great Compassion Repentance. And from then, I start to get well and regain my health.So my health was brought back to me by Guan Yin Bodhisattva and all the Buddhas.
在我堕胎以后，我就生病很严重。我听我的姑姑说，我要去诵大悲咒，所以我就听这个大悲咒，我就觉得我自己身体就是一天比给一天强壮。所以我就是送这个大悲忏，所以我的基本上我的身体健康都是观音菩萨和其他佛菩萨加持让我好起来的。
So now in front of the four of all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, and the fourfold assembly, I sincerely and truly repent of my evil deeds and my offense towards my own children.
所以诸佛菩萨面前，现在我在诸佛菩萨面前，在圣人面前，在世众过面前，我诚心的忏悔。
And I vow to transfer all my merit and virtue that I earned when I staying in city to becultivating instead of being my abortion kids, and I hope that they will be born in the pure land. They will cultivate together with me and quickly get reborn in the pure land.
所以我在将我在万佛城修行的这几年的功德。全都回想给我我伤害过的小孩子我希望他们都可以生在净土上和我一起修行。
the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha spoke many expedient methods to teach us living beings during the Dharma ending age to cultivate. Shakyamuni Buddha spoke various expedient methods to help us living beings to cultivate during the Dharma ending age. And I find that cultivating the Pure Land Dharma Door is the easiest, the fastest, and the most expedient one. Because at all times and all places, I can recite it.
所以我自己发现就是修行来说净土法门应该是最容易最快的方便法门因为在除时除地我们都可以念佛菩萨的名字
At times when I'm exhausted after working, after long hours of working, I find that reciting the Buddha's name helps to distress myself and revitalize my energy.
我发现当我因为工作很长时间觉得很疲倦的时候，只要我诵佛菩萨的名字，就可以帮助我消除我的疲劳。
Also, during my stay here, I witnessed four deaths. And I observed that no matter what Dharma door these cultivators practice when they were alive, at the end of their life, they have to let go of everything and just recite the Buddha's name. Therefore, I tell myself that I must start to be serious in cultivating this Pure Land Dharma door. And be able to recite the Buddha's name when I'm still hale and hearty, hale and hearty in body and mind.
在这里，我看见，我亲眼看见四个死亡。我观察得到，其实无论你受的是什么法门，到最后你要将一切都要放弃。 你要舍弃你的一切，只要念就是唯一就是要念佛的名字。所以我在这里学会，我一定要很精进的修行。我要趁着我的身体很有健康的时候，就要努力的去修行。
Another reason for me to choose this Dharma Door is because I read the Great Compassion Dharani and I learned that even though I recite the Great Compassion Mantra, I still need to recite the Buddha's name. That's what Guan Yin Bodhisattva said. And I will listen to Guan Yin Bodhisattva.
另外一个原因，我为什么说净土法门是最好的法门？因为我在看这个大悲陀罗尼那本书的那个sutra的时候，那个经的时候，我就发现他是这样说的。他说就是你要送这个。就是虽然说你送大悲咒，你还要念佛的名字，这个是观世音菩萨教的，所以我就会跟观世音菩萨的去做。
I vow that all living beings and I will quickly attain the true and actual benefit, true and actual skill of reciting the Buddha's name, and true and actual skill of reciting the Buddha's name, and will attain the attain rebirth in the Pure Land at the end of this very life. Amitabha.
所以我现在发愿，希望所有的众生都可以在念佛里头得到重大的益处，重生极乐净土。阿弥陀佛。